1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. The U.S. strikes back. I'm Chuck Sievertson. Today's U.S. air attacks hit Iran-backed militant groups in Iraq and Syria, says the Pentagon. This in response to the deadly drone attack on U.S. troops in Jordan last weekend. Among those groups, Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps, says National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
All these facilities were connected to and help and being used by the IRGC and their proxy groups to conduct attacks on U.S. personnel in the region.
At the U.S. aims to deter without inflaming the Mideast situation, says ABC News contributor, former State Department official Steve Gagnier.
Best case is probably that these militias stop attacking U.S. troops. I mean, we've seen that they've made public declarations within Iraq that they will not do this anymore. We've seen reporting that the IRGC has moved out. Most of their headquarters and some of their senior folks have been moved out of Syria and out of Iraq.
This is ABC News. There's a threat assessment on the Super Bowl just a little more than a week away in Las Vegas.
There are no specific credible threats against the Super Bowl, according to a confidential threat assessment obtained by ABC News and compiled by the FBI and local authorities in Las Vegas. But the assessment says law enforcement remains worried about the generalized threat environment and the possibility of lone offenders to inflict significant casualties without being detected before they act. The agencies also highlight concerns about ongoing tensions amongst outlaw motorcycle gangs in Nevada. Alex Stone, ABC News.
In Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania today, a large crowd awaiting what a celebrated rodent would see held high above Gobbler's Knob. Phil the groundhog did not see his shadow.
Glad tidings on this Groundhog Day. An early spring is on the way.
Other groundhogs, including French Creek Freddy and Staten Island Chuck, agreed with Phil. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10 on Eagle 1490 WLCX.
Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artists. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two redistricting experts are throwing out two proposed sets of legislative maps drawn by Republicans, but they're not endorsing any of the remaining four proposals, all drawn by Democrats, liberal groups, or university professors. The experts were hired by the state Supreme Court as part of the justices' plan to redraw Wisconsin's political maps. New maps need to be in place by March 15th. The state Supreme Court will hear a lawsuit filed by Governor Tony Evers that the Republican-controlled legislature is obstructing basic government function. Evers filed the lawsuit after legislative leaders blocked funding for a number of state conservation programs and delayed in approving pay raises for University of Wisconsin employees. Evers argues that committees controlled by just a few Republican lawmakers are giving the legislature more power than the state constitution allows. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Brewers mega trade. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers traded their ace pitcher, Corbin Burns, Thursday night to the Baltimore Orioles for two players and a pick in the upcoming draft. The veteran pitcher was still upset after a team rep in a salary arbitration hearing last year claimed that Burns was the reason the team didn't reach the playoffs in 2022.
You know, it's tough to hear, it's tough to take, but you know, they're trying to do what they can to win a hearing. But I think there was obviously other ways that they could have gone about it.
Nevertheless, he recently signed an extension with the Crew through this year. So why might trade him to Baltimore? General manager Matt Arnold.
Look, anytime you trade a guy like Corbin, it's always a difficult decision. I think the overarching theme here is that we're excited about the players we're getting back. And the reality of our situation is that we had 1 year left with Corbin. I think Corbin had been pretty public about this was going to be his last year as a Brewer.
That's the Brewers' Matt Arnold. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, patchy fog tonight and a low in the upper 20s. A mixture of sunshine and clouds tomorrow and highs in the mid 40s. Mostly sunny, warm and upper 40s for the high Sunday. The warm weather continues for next week, several highs in the 40s, even some 50s. Right now it's 33.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. News talk for Homan on Alaska and, of course, La Crosse. Eagle 1490 WLCX, the talk of La Crosse.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide and live on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. Very ominous, a hidden room and a locked closet. A hidden room and a locked closet. What am I talking about? Based on a whistleblower, a confidential source, Jack Smith in the prosecution, Donald Trump, of Tanya Chutkin in D.C., has questioned several witnesses about a locked closet and a so-called hidden room